of Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel with former Chiefs quarterback Trent Green and also the color analyst for the preseason broadcast, taking some time out from fantasy camp to come talk a little bit of preseason broadcast with us. Trent, we've done this each week. What are five things you're looking forward to watching when the Chiefs play on Friday night against the Titans?
Well, first, I'm glad that you said I'm here at fantasy camp so people don't think I just walk around in my jersey all the time. I just randomly wear it out on the town to go to lunch and stuff like that. But for the third preseason game, first and foremost has to be the offensive line. I think that's the area of concern coming into the season. We've looked at it the first 2 weeks of the season, but it continues to be as injuries and guys shuffle in and out, trying to find that right chemistry and that right mix on the offensive line. Then an interesting staying on the offensive side of the ball will be wide receiver Chris Conley. Got some reps last week, but really hasn't been that involved. So it'll be interesting to see him get more opportunity, and not only with those opportunities, maybe get some catches, get the ball in his hands a few times. The next thing in my mind, when you start talking about the defensive side of the ball, is Marcus Peters. I think we're all interested to continue to see his development. I think it's pretty clear what the plan is with Sean Smith the first 2 weeks. They really haven't played him with the starters in preseason games. Last week, he played into the fourth quarter. So you got to find out what Marcus Peters has. Of course, Jamel Fleming, continue to find out with Steven Nelson. But the main guy I want to see is Marcus Peters, because he's going to have a lot of playing time this next game. And then, you know, the duel of the camp is long snapper. Not a lot of excitement around that position unless something goes wrong. So, but right now you have two young guys competing for the spot, and we'll see how that shakes out.